If we know something's going to change our life, then why don't we actually implement it? Save the date, April 25th at noon Eastern Standard Time. I have a 100% free, no strings attached webinar that I'm going to be teaching you about the 7 key factors that you need to know in order to manifest anything in your life, especially when it comes to your time and your parenting. Head on over to momisincontrol.com/join and go to that website as well. I also have a free gift that I'm going to be giving you when you register. Just put in your name and your email at momisincontrol.com/join. And yes, if you can't make it live on April 25th at noon Eastern Standard Time, we will be sending out a replay. Okay, I'm back. You know what that means. Another day, another podcast. I'm actually starting to get annoyed of my own voice, so I need to come up with a different slogan. So if you have one, send it to me on Instagram at Mama's in Control. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about a post that I put on Facebook. It was kind of a poll asking people for their opinion, and I thought it was really interesting because my reaction was not going to be what I thought it was. And then I started thinking, if we know something's good for us, then why don't we actually do it? So we'll get to that in a second. So I'm just going to read it to you. This is what I posted on Facebook the other day. For those of you in personal development, mindset, food, fitness, and business, how has it transformed your life and work? I've noticed a huge difference in my business when I'm making my health a number one top priority. And then I write, I'll podcast more about this if interested. So these were the responses that I got. Same. I'm all about personal development in terms of everything you mentioned. It has totally changed the way I look at my business. I see things more in terms of relationships and really connecting with people. And then we got another one. The more space I make for me, the more I am really myself, and the more I nurture me, the better everything is. Tiffany says, makes 100% difference. Deb says, I'm rarely stressed anymore. I have a mindset that I can change my thoughts and therefore change my outcome. My vision board has become my daily lens, and living in a state of gratitude and wonder makes life's little moments beautiful. Susie says, I believe this is true and just posted it yesterday. The more you invest in you, the more you have to invest in your business and any other area of your life. Health is wealth. Williman says, absolutely. For me, health is top priority and I'm able to move mountains when I am well rested. Okay. So, and then there's a whole bunch more comments coming in. So here's my perspective. If we know this, right, why don't we implement it? So here's my theory. And this theory is based off of everything I've personally experienced and also what I've studied, what my mentors have taught me, and what I know to be true for me. You might know something. You might look at someone else and say, how did you get there? Right? Whatever results or they have that you want. It could be an emotional goal. It could be a physical goal. It could be a mental goal. It could be financial goal. It could be a relationship goal, right? Them doing something with their children, having whatever, a connection that you're just like, how did you get there? How did you make that happen? And it's almost like a bridge, right? So visualize yourself. You're hiking and then all of a sudden you come to this like huge gaping hole with this little tiny rope bridge on it. And there's some people on one side and then there's some people who have already crossed the bridge and you're like, holy fuck, can I actually cross this bridge? And the people on the other side are like, yes, yes, come here, like just one step in front of the other. But you're asking yourself, can I do it? Can I do it? Can I do it? This is what stops you from achieving the desired results, even though other people tell you it works. Believing in yourself. So when we are going after the life that we want. And I'm categorizing this in very like general personal development terms. But when you're going after the life you want, you know, the alignment you crave, the calm and peace that you desire, the goals, it's a feeling, right? It's not so much the money you're after. It's the feeling that financial freedom is going to give you. It's not that you, and regarding to parenting, it's not that you want your children to listen to you. It's not that you want to stop yelling. It's that you want to feel successful and confident that how you show up every single day as a parent is good enough. But at the core of all of this, the reason why we're on one side of the bridge and not the other in any aspect of your life is because you don't believe change is possible. When you start to believe that change is possible, even if there's shame, there's guilt, there's overwhelm, all of that, you can handle those emotions because that shit will come up. But if you don't believe that change is actually possible, you won't even attempt to cross the bridge. So when I look at these women who have commented, the thing that they all have in common is that they believed that change was possible. So when they started their personal development journey, maybe they didn't believe that change was possible. But once they started to see results and gain a sense of momentum, then you become addicted to the process. Then you start to see, oh my gosh, this is happening. I can make it happen. And it's like the little engine that could. You start to push. You start to chug along. You start to take one step in front of the other, one day by day. And then eventually the momentum is there and you've crossed the bridge. So everything that I teach, too often I'm seeing women either go after business and try to reach their business goals, whether it's a financial goal, whether it's, I don't know, whatever your goal is in business. And then they feel disconnected in their personal life. The real thing, the real conversation that, I don't even know why I said the real thing, the real conversation that needs to happen is feeling in alignment with who you are as a person. Because you wear multiple hats. The first hat you might wear is a mom. The second hat might be a business owner. And then you have all of these other hats that you wear. Daughter, aunt, friend, coworker, employer, employee. Like there's so many hats that you wear. But at the core of all of this is you. You are the center of your universe. So personal development, and this is what I've been trying to get like through to people for a long time, because I had this conversation with a colleague where I said, I will never call myself a business coach. The reason why I won't do that is because I see too many damn people online never owning a business and calling themselves a business coach, which totally dilutes the whole process of making people successful. What I will teach you is to feel rock solid in who you are as a person and the business strategy. That's easy. Like we can fucking teach you that. But when you don't have the mindset and the personal beliefs of success, you will never elevate to the next level. So understand that success in any area of your life should and can feel easy. I'm going to say it again. Success in life, in business, parenting, relationships, money, energy, health, all of that should and can feel easy. If it doesn't, something is out of alignment. Now, there is a difference between temporary resistance or discomfort. Just like if you're going to the gym and you have to lift a really heavy weight, as soon as you lift the weight and you drop it, the resistance is gone. But you've conquered something. You've accomplished something. That is the same thing in life. But what happens is people say, this is too hard. Therefore, I am not going to do it. But if you don't do it, you stay in a constant state of struggle. But a challenge is different. It's a personal little challenge that, boop, bumps you through something and you move to the next level. So your life does not need to feel overwhelming. Your business does not need to kill you. Parenting should not make you feel like a horrible, awful human being. You are enough. You can feel enough. And you don't need to run a damn marathon every single day. So for those of you in personal development who own a business, how has it transformed your work and your life? I want you to think about this question today. Because whether you are radically into personal development, you're like, yes, knowing, you know, changing my food or changing my fitness or mastering my mindset has drastically shifted my business. Or if you haven't mastered any of these areas yet, ask yourself, why have I not yet given myself permission to be all in? Okay, ladies, so that's today's podcast. I want you to start thinking, how is my personal development reflective in who I am today and how I show up in all areas of my life? Talk soon. Are you secretly hoping your child does as you say and not as you do? Well, guess what? I've teamed up with Big Life Journal to help give your children the tools and strategies they need to live their big life. Their growth mindset journals empower children to face challenges head on, think positive, and embrace mistakes. You can also check out their printables and growth mindset activity cards. It doesn't matter if your child is a toddler or entering high school. Discover how to live in a growth mindset is a lifelong skill we all can learn about. Head on over to momisincontrol.com/biglife. And when you use the promo code MIIC until June, you'll get 10% off all your purchases. That's momisincontrol.com/biglife, promo code MIIC.